I'm just trying to think. There's not anything in New Mexico, nothing in Arizona, California. Oregon's not anything. What about Scoop Jackson?
No. I guess I just been reading too much.
Yep, all right. He would be satisfactory to me. And he wasn't 4 years ago.
Yes.
But he's got much more on the ball than I thought. I've been to his home. But you have to be somebody that you really trust is not going to, as being your buddy, that you like to send to a place and not afraid and don't have to tell him what to say and don't have to write his speech.
Yes, sir, I know.
But Scoop Jackson doesn't fill the bill. I wouldn't have a church. I wouldn't have Gail McGee, I guess, too hawkish. He's able and he's tough. And he makes a good appearance.
Well, those border states down there, that's the only one that recently I come back to them is because I've got kind of myself filtered down here, whether I should or not.
I'm just scared to death that you're going to get somebody that'll double-cross you. And I'm so grateful. I'm the happiest man in the world today. And it's primarily because I have somebody loyal.
Yes, sir.
And I never doubted it one goddamn second. Not you for me or your wife for me. So that's what you must have, my friend. And you just do it. And whoever you do it, I'll go for it. I'll tell you this, you wouldn't take a fellow like Sanders.
Well, I could.
He is intelligent, he's good looking, he's a good administrator. The South can't fuss at him, the North can't give him hell. The liberals like him, and he's got good judgment, and he's quiet, and he's solid. And he's been loyal to you and to me, and to the Democratic Party. And he stood up there and fought for it like nobody's business. And I believe you could carry Georgia with him. And I believe you could carry Texas with him. I believe you could carry the South with him. I think he's attractive enough. But I don't want to urge that. I just want to... both Sanders and Sanford are the two that I think the liberals could take.
Yeah, that's for sure.
As being solid. And God, he looks young and he looks good. And he's got lots of money behind him. And he would solve a lot of your pains without any trouble, and he's clean, got a pretty wife, and just got everything, and he would never do anything except do what you told him to do and wanted him to do.
Yeah.
That you could be sure. But I'll tell you this, I'm worried about a lot of folks I talk to in my neighbors here that have grave questions about other folks and about their motives and their loyalty and the high-end sport deals. these other things. Oklahoma was so strong for you for the nomination against Bobby,
yeah,
that helped on some other things. But when you got to slipping and you got in trouble,
yeah,
and you fell down, everybody tells me that you wouldn't have anybody stand up there and say, I say this because I believe it, not because he tells me to.
Yeah.
That's what you did, you know. Everybody knows that you're kind of a peacenik at heart.
Well, I'm going to talk to Jim here a little bit.
Goodbye.
I hope you'll just bear with me.
I will. Just let me know before you announce it.
All right.
Bye.
God bless you.